The Ethiopian government says its soldiers have killed more than 500 combatants as war escalates in the country's northernmost region. NPR's Ada Peralta reports thousands of refugees are now fleeing into neighboring Sudan.
The African Union has called for an immediate ceasefire, but the government rejected those calls. Ethiopia says the TPLF, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, has committed treason by unleashing a surprise attack on the country's armed forces. Redwan Hussein, a government spokesman, says Ethiopia will not rest until it brings the regional state's leaders to justice. He also ruled out negotiations.
You cannot just sit with any entity who attacks your headquarters, who attacks your command, and who threatens to dismantle your capital.
Hussein says the TPLF has stolen weapons, including missiles that might be able to reach the capital, Addis Ababa. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
ByteDance, the Chinese owner of the popular video-sharing app TikTok, is asking a federal judge to intervene with President Trump's August order to sell its U.S. operations. That deadline is tomorrow. Trump did give his blessings to a proposal that would have placed TikTok's U.S. operations under the oversight of U.S. companies Oracle and Walmart, but TikTok says it's not clear if that's been accepted. Trump claims the TikTok app is a national security risk. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.
You're tuned to All Things Considered on CPR News. Good evening. I'm Joanne Allen. Coming up on the program, Carlos Jimenez, the Republican mayor of Miami-Dade County, Florida, talks about the surge in Latino support for Republicans in the state and about his winning a House seat. Then a group of homeless veterans has been living in tents outside the gates of the West Los Angeles Veterans Affairs campus. Well, now the VA is allowing them to camp on the grounds of that facility. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, soccer superstar Megan Rapinoe talks about her new memoir, One Life, in which she discusses her soccer career, what it's like to be gay, and why other athletes should take a stand. Megan Rapinoe on All Things Considered, coming up in 15 minutes here on CPR News.